Mass of the Rogation Days. The introit, which is taken from the Psalms, tells us of the mercy of God, and how he graciously hears our prayer the moment we make it. Introit. He hath graciously heard my voice from his holy temple, Alleluia, and my cry before him came into his ears, Alleluia, Alleluia. I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock, my refuge, and my deliverer. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. In the Collect, the Church represents the necessities of her children to Almighty God. As a motive for his granting them his protection, she speaks of the confidence wherewith they ask it. Collect. Grant, we beseech thee, O Almighty God, that we, who in our afflictions rely on thy goodness, may, under thy protection, be defended against all adversities. Then are added the other collects, as in the Mass of the fifth Sunday after Easter. Epistle. Lesson of the Epistle of St. James the Apostle, Chapter 5. Dearly beloved, confess your sins one to another, and pray one for another, that you may be saved. For the continual prayer of a just man availeth much. Elias was a man passible like unto us, and with prayer he prayed that it might not rain upon the earth, and it rained not for 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit. My brethren, if any of you err from the truth, and one convert him, he must know that he who caused a sinner to be converted from the error of his way shall save his soul from death, and shall cover a multitude of sins. Again, it is the Apostle St. James the Less who speaks to us in today's epistle. And could any words be more appropriate? One of the motives for the institution of the Rogation Days is to obtain from God the blessing of weather favorable to the fruits of the earth. And St. James here adduces the example of Elias to show us that prayer can stay, or bring down, the rain of heaven. Let us imitate the faith of this prophet, and beg of our Heavenly Father to give and preserve what we require for our nourishment. Another object of the Rogations is to obtain the forgiveness of sin. If we pray with fervor for our brethren who are gone astray, we shall obtain for them the graces they stand in need of. We shall perhaps never know during this life those whom our prayer, united with the prayer of the Church, shall have converted from the error of their way. But the Apostle assures us that our charity will receive a rich reward, the mercy of God, upon ourselves. In order the better to express mourning and compunction in the Mass of the Rogation Days, the Church not only uses purple vestments, she also retrenches somewhat of the joy of her canticles. She allows herself but one Alleluia versicle, but it is full of hope in the goodness of her Lord. Alleluia! Praise the Lord, for he is good, and his mercy endureth forever. Gospel. Sequel of the Holy Gospel according to Luke, Chapter 11. At that time, Jesus said to his disciples, Which of you shall have a friend, and shall go to him at midnight, and shall say to him, Friend, lend me 3 loaves, because a friend of mine has come off his journey to me, and I have not what to set before him. And he from within should answer and say, Trouble me not, the door is now shut, and my children are with me in bed. I cannot rise and give thee. Yet if he shall continue knocking, I say to you, although he will not rise and give him because he is his friend, yet because of his importunity, he will rise and give him as many as he needeth. And I say to you, ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened to you. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened. And which of you, if he ask his father bread, will he give him a stone? Or a fish, will he for a fish give him a serpent? Or if he shall ask an egg, will he reach him a scorpion? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father from heaven give the good Spirit to them that ask him? Could anything show us the all-powerfulness of prayer more clearly than do these words of our Gospel? By thus putting them before us, Holy Church shows us the importance of the Rogation Days, since it is during them that she shows us the efficacy of supplication, which triumphs over the refusal of God Himself. The reader, who has followed us thus far in our work, must have observed how the passages of Holy Writ, selected by the liturgy, form a continued series of instruction appropriate to each day. During these 3 days, we are laboring to appease the anger of heaven. Could there be a more fitting occasion for our being told that God cannot resist persevering prayer? The litanies we have been chanting in procession are a model of this holy obstinacy, or, as our Gospel terms it, this importunity of prayer. How often did we repeat the same words? Lord, have mercy on us. Deliver us, O Lord. We beseech thee, hear us. The divine paschal lamb, who is about to be offered on our altar, will mediate for us. A few moments hence, he will unite his ever-efficacious intercession with our poor prayers. With such a pledge as this, we shall leave the holy place, feeling sure that these prayers have not been made in vain. Let us, therefore, make a resolution to keep aloof no longer from the holy practices of the Church. Let us always prefer praying with her to praying by ourselves. She is the spouse of Jesus. She is our common mother, and she always wishes us to take part with her in the prayers she offers up. Besides, is it not for us that she makes these prayers? The offertory is taken from the Psalms. It gives praise to God, who, notwithstanding our being poor sinners, permits himself to be overcome by our prayers, rises in our defense, and gives us all we stand in need of. Offertory. I will give great thanks to the Lord with my mouth, and in the midst of many I will praise him, because he hath stood at the right hand of the poor, to save my soul from persecutors. Alleluia. The bonds of sin enchained us, and of ourselves we could not have returned to our Creator. But the Paschal Lamb has restored us our liberty, and as often as his sacrifice is renewed upon the altar, our deliverance is achieved afresh. The Church expresses this in the secret. Her confidence rests on the divine victim which the Father has given us, and which she is now about to offer to him. Secret. May these offerings, O Lord, loosen the bonds of our wickedness, and obtain for us the gift of thy mercy. Then are added the other secrets, as given above in the Mass of the 5th Sunday after Easter. The communion anthem is the repetition of the consoling words of our Savior, as given us in the Gospel. It is he himself who authorizes us to ask for whatsoever we please. We cannot ask too much. None of us would have dared to say, "Whosoever makes a petition to God will have his petition granted." But now that the Son of God has come from heaven to teach us this astounding truth, we should never tire of repeating it. Communion. Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened to you. For every one that asketh, receiveth, and he that seeketh, findeth, and to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. Alleluia. The sacrifice of peace is consummated, and the Church gives free scope to her confidence by the words of thanksgiving expressed in the post-communion. The sacred gifts have brought us consolation, and our Holy Mother prays that consolation may prompt us to warmer love. Post-communion. We beseech thee, O Lord, mercifully receive our prayers, that while we partake of thy gifts in our affliction, the consolation we find may increase our love. To this are added the other post-communions, as given above in the Mass of the fifth Sunday after Easter. We subjoin a liturgical fragment, taken from the Rogation Mass of the ancient Gallican Rite. This prayer was one of the supplications made on the first of these 3 days, and it bears with it the marks of its venerable antiquity. Prayer. Post Nomina. It is from thee, O Lord, we receive the food, wherewith we are daily supported. To thee also do we offer these fasts, whereby, according to thy command, we put upon our flesh the restraint from dangerous indulgence. Thou hast so ordered the changes of seasons as to afford us consolation. Thus the time for eating gives nourishment to the body by sober repasts, and the time for fasting inflicts on them a chastisement pleasing to thy justice. Vouchsafe to bless and receive this, our offering of a 3 days penitential fast, and mercifully grant that whilst our bodies abstain from gratification, our souls also may rest from sin. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.